Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege, an honor this morning to share a few moments of your Sunday. We're glad that the Lord has given us this opportunity, thankful for the privilege to lift up His precious sweet name this morning. And we certainly desire some of your prayers, a few minutes that we might share with you this morning. We're thankful for all the Lord has done and continues to do. We're just glad to be one of His little children this morning. And we would invite you to join us out at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community there in Trenton. And you stop by, we have service on Sunday morning. Worship or Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. And now this evening, we will be having service at 6 o'clock tonight. So again, we will be having a evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. We'd invite you to join us for that. And then, of course, we come back on Wednesdays for our youth service and adult Bible study. And so we'd invite you to come join us for any or all of these services. And we just extend to you that invitation this morning. Glad to be with you today. Join me, if you would, in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, God, O Lord, how we seek thy strength, Father, how we seek this morning, God, to do thy blessed will, Father God, recognize, O Lord, and God, so thankful for what, God, this little time has been in our life, God, for the good station, Lord, God, for those we've got acquainted with through the work and the ministry here, God, Father, and we ask today, God, that you would bless each one, God, how that makes it possible, Lord, how that the word could go forth, God, each ministry and each work, God, Father, you know them this morning, God, how that are yours today, and Father, we ask your blessing upon them, and God, we would ask that you watch over and bless, and God, that the work might continue on, Lord, and God, that many souls might be added unto the kingdom today, Lord, Father, surely today we come in this moment of time, seeking your leadership and your guidance, your face and favor. And God, we come today asking for those that will follow after God. And Lord, that you would bless each one that will stand here. Father, each one that will try to be a help this morning. God, we realize today, Father, there's those that find their comfort and joy from the broadcast here on the station, God. Father, not able to get out. How not able this morning to enter into your house somewhere. Father, bless them as only you can this morning. God, oh God, we're thankful for them. Lord, that have bled us, God. That have went before us, Lord. Father, we miss them today in the work. But God, this morning we ask especially, Lord, that you might bless them through the station, God, and the broadcast herein. Father, oh God, we ask you today, Lord, to bless your children wherever they gather and assemble, God. Father, as they come this morning to lift up that precious blood-stained banner, God, Father, be there in the midst with them, Lord. And God, and surely this morning we know that worthy is the Lamb. Lord, that you're worthy of of all honor and praise this morning, of our time and of our worship. And oh Lord, as we gather today, God, not only do we seek the feeding of the flock, but oh God, we ask you this morning how to send out that convicting spirit, God, Father, to draw our people in before it's final and everlasting, too late, Lord. Father, God, our arms are too short. We find our words too feeble. But thanks be unto you today, God. Your arms not short and your ear deaf. Lord, I believe this morning that you're still able to save to the uttermost. I'm them that will come and call upon you. Father, I'm glad this morning that the blood still cleanses from all unrighteousness, Lord God. Save them, we pray. Father, again this morning we ask you, God, how to bless the services going on around and about us, God. Father, the special meetings and the revivals, God, be with them in their efforts and their endeavors, Lord. And God, oh God, we pray this morning that you would bless those on the beds of affliction, and God, that you might heal their bodies, God. Father, bless them that are brokenhearted this morning, that walk through that valley of the shadow of death. Comfort them, and oh God, Father, bless them that serve our country this morning. God, be with their little families today. Father, now again, bless these few minutes of time. The reading, the teaching. Oh Lord God, if it be thy will, the preaching of thy holy word. Bless your good station this morning. Father, each one, God, that's called and ask. Lord, touch them now, we pray in Jesus' holy name. We beg this morning, amen and amen. Our lesson today in the 20th chapter of the book of John. I'm the 24th verse, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came, and the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands a print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. Boy, those are good words, aren't they? Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace, peace be unto you. And then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, this morning I'll pause there for a moment. Isn't it wonderful today how the risen Savior that came again to receive Thomas there that day so many times. I've thought about the day he come for me. Brother, that it didn't matter who else was there that morning. Brother, I wasn't concerned about the crowd or the congregation. Brother, I wasn't looking around. I wondered who was going to do this or who might do that. That morning when Jesus spoke to me, brother, he come by that little church just for me. Brother, one day he come by for little Thomas. I'm glad this morning that you and I mean so much to the Master today. I'm sorry. Brother, some want to cast aside, throw off. Brother, I say these are not worthy of those. Brother, I want you to know something this morning. God so loved the world. Brother, that's you and me this morning. Brother, he loved us when we were yet in our sin. Brother, he come for me when I was as lost could be. wasn't just a boy, but already determined, already made the choices and the decisions that would lead me down to the devil's hell. I met brother that morning, and Jesus stopped by for me. Boys, I can't begin to thank him enough today that he didn't leave me by the wayside. Brother, he didn't leave me forgotten and undone. He didn't leave me under my own devices. Brother, he come by that morning to reach out. Brother, to me, I thought so many times how little Thomas, I'm broken hearted. Brother, he had watched it. He had been a witness. He knew that Jesus had died upon that cross of Calvary. Brother, his blood had run out. His breath had been given up. Brother, and finally, the Bible said he gave up the ghost. Brother, with him in the tomb, when all of their dreams, all of their hopes, brother, everything they had thought, he had promised, brother, they watched him. I watched him be laid in a tomb that day. But blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Brother, you and I know that wasn't the end of the story. On that third and glorious day, he come forth with the victory. Brother, and all of those promises, all of those hopes, all of those dreams are alive this morning because he's alive. And they begin to see him. They begin to testify of him. Brother, but Thomas said, no, I need to see him. Brother, that day you notice when they gathered in that upper room, the door being shut. Brother, maybe the devil's told you it's too late. Maybe somebody said you've gone too far. Maybe it looks like the door's shut. Brother, let me I encourage you this morning. A man don't have the right to shut that door. Brother, Jesus opened it. And he said, let whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. Brother, that day, I don't know who else he spoke to. The Bible doesn't record it. It doesn't tell us if he delivered a message or not. Brother, but he had a mission, a purpose, a plan. That day he appeared and he spoke right unto Thomas. Brother, when the light appeared before Saul on the road to Damascus, the others saw it. Some said they heard a voice, some thunderings. Brother, but Saul knew exactly who it was. Saul, why persecutest thou me? Brother, this morning, the devil tried to tell me it was this. He tried to put it off on that. Brother, I knew it was the voice of the Lord calling me, giving me an opportunity. Brother, Jesus said, Thomas, I come and see. I thrust your hand. It's I. What did Thomas do? The Bible said, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. Brother, notice it. The possessiveness. Thomas received him as his Savior. Thomas accepted him as the Christ. Brother, he wasn't any longer just the Son of Man or the Son of God. Brother, he wasn't just the Savior of the world. In that moment, in that instant, Thomas said, my Lord, my God. Brother, he saw him for exactly who he was. What did Jesus tell him? Because thou hast seen, thou always believed, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed this morning. This morning may be your opportunity to believe upon the only begotten Son of God. This may be your chance. Has He stopped by for you this morning? I pray He has, and I pray you answer Him. God bless you. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.